3,000 days, 500 people, one big island, only one. ChatGPT, two chunks, survivor.
It's two chunks.
3,000 days.
It's two chunks and
so 9 yeah. years.
I'm here and I'm also Jordan. I'm here and I'm Jordan.
I'm Doge, and today's punchline is, I'd be muffin without you.
What did one muffin say when his wife was packing up her bags in an angry flurry to leave the home after she found out that he had been sort of stepping out and like doing his own thing with other muffins and scones without her permission? They're into that, but not like without talking about it first. And she was pretty upset. And so he was like down on his knees and he was grabbing like the paper skirt that muffins wear. And he was like, I'd be muffin without you.
Yeah.
I guess
what did maybe.
What did the muffin say to the blueberry?
Ooh, nice. Ooh, actually, no, I have the real answer. What did
would simply be muffin?
What did the cupcake say to the frosting?
Ooh.
Dude, you're what did the cupcake tell its frosting?
Nah.
I'd be muffin without you. You're so good at these.
Did mine help you?
Yeah.
Can I get some credit?
Okay. Yeah. You get half credit.
I'll tell you what, you would have won if I had made Jordan lock in his first answer.
No,
it was
that's
a beautiful
not how
short
this
story,
game,
but it's
that's
a bad
not how
joke.
This game works.
Is this a game? Are we classifying this as a game?
Everything's a game.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Everything's a game.
And nothing's
it's
a game.
It's sort of the same way favorite game that my grandparents had was that sign that said fish and visitors stink after 3 days. That's a fun game.
That's a great
game. That's a fun game.
That's a great game. Impossible to lose, which makes it fun.
Unless you stay
I'm Carter,
for Carter,
and
days.
I was about a year off in my calculations earlier. I thought 3,000 days would be around 9 years. It's just over 8.
Sure.
So.
It would be 10 years if there were 300 days in a year.
Yeah.
It would be 1 year if there was 3,000 days in a year.
Be a little under 1 year if there were 3,001. We are...
Yeah, it's crazy.
Finishing up, wrapping up our ChatGPT-driven Survivor series, where ChatGPT is playing out, simulating an entire season of Survivor with characters that we have chosen. And I have asked for ChatGPT to give us a brief summary of the last session that we had together, just so we can sort of catch back up to where we were, or if you happen to, for some reason, skip last week, which would be insane. Carter?
I do have a question.
Yeah.
At some point in this episode, can we have our little moment either, doesn't have to be now, it usually happens around like 3, that they have their whole like reflecting on where they've come from, where they've been.
They watch the sunrise while they eat breakfast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll represent if we have someone left from our tribe at that point, but we've all got a pretty good chance of one of ours being in the final three.
I'll ask ChatGPT if she's willing to provide us with that information.
Thanks. She, huh? Yeah,
of course. God is a woman.
ChatGPT is a lady.
She's good at multitasking.
ChatGPT
she knows a lot of stuff.
Lady.
It was not way too many syllables.
I'm not sure what that was.
She's a lady. Is she rhymed with T? Rhymed?
She rhymed.
Long day, dude.
Brother, it's 1:30 p.m.
Ooh, it's been long. I promise.
Got a lot of day left.
I promise you, man. I'm in trouble.
Do you ever? I hate going to bed early. And when I know I have to go to bed early, every hour feels like I can feel myself inching closer to when I need to like go to sleep. Like if I've got an early flight and it's like I got to be in bed by like 9:30, then at 2 o'clock, I'm like, how am I supposed to do live my life in 7 hours?
I gotta go to bed soon. The trick I think is to get into that revenge procrastination mode where you're just like, my time is my own. I'm going to stay up watching TikTok until 1 a.m. because tomorrow me, that's not a real guy. He doesn't
exist. Don't worry about him. Don't worry about him.
The only me that's real is the right now me. And I'm going to watch videos on my phone.
That's every day. That's not a mode.
Yeah, see?
How am I going to be able to fight in the Kumite if I can't stay up later?
Maybe go to bed early, kind of fight in the Kumite. It's not even a good impression.
Oh,
anymore.
Man, I miss it.
It was good the very first time.
More regularly.
It's been a whiff every other time. How am I supposed to find the Kumite?
Real talk. There are moments in my day where I'm alone and I'm just sitting there doing nothing. I'm just like, I'm just thinking about that. About fighting in the Kumite.
You promised me I could defend my honor by if I were able to be, if I could fight in the Kumite.
Ooh, I'm easy.
We should have done. Easy. We should have done that. We should have done what's his face, Jean-Claude Van Damme's character from Bloodsport.
Oh my gosh, what are we doing?
It's stupid.
Frank Dukes.
Frank Dukes.
Freaking Frank.
Dude,
Dukes.
I will just. This is just an Ouroboros for no reason. But the thing I will giggle about sometimes is I will think about how the end of the movie was like based on a true story and like gave all the stats about Frank Dukes that were so clearly not true at all. But like with all the sincerity, stats. It's the funniest thing. And I need to watch Bloodsport again like very soon, I think. So here's our Survivor summary from the last episode. We've got episode 7's titled.
Can you give it to me? Can I intro it like Probst?
Sure.
Previously on Survivor.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You got the cadence down and everything.
That inflection Survivor. Is bizarre. On Survivor.
Yeah.
Next time on Survivor.
Yeah, that's good.
Next time. On Survivor.
Give me a little more throat, a little more grit. Do it one more time. Give me one more take.
Previously on Survivor.
Yeah, that's it.
On Survivor.
It gave us like headlines for each of these episodes, which is great. So for episode 7, the headline is Frank's meltdown. Frank.
Just like a corduroy pillow.
The grizzly bear. Nice. Nice. He is rinding today. Call him Eminem.
He's rinding.
Call him Eminem because he's rinding.
My boy's rinding today.
Frank, parentheses, the grizzly bear. Reveals his true nature weeks of strange behavior, sending shockwaves through the tribe. His erratic actions cause Bog Hollow to lose the immunity challenge, despite some wanting to keep him as a shield.
Shrek.
They vote him out.
Jaded ogre.
Shrek's?
A jaded
Shrek's
ogre.
Shrek's still here, man. Shrek's still in the game. Shrek's still.
I know.
Shrek's still cooking.
I knew it.
Just stared into the flames. Eating earwax.
Episode 8. Is just merge. They merge into the Sunset Isle tribe. Aelin and Ryan Seacrest vying for control. Aelin rallies the votes against Ryan, and he successfully blindsides Furiosa instead, eliminating her.
You're rinding.
I'm out here rinding.
Everybody rinding.
I'm
the only one
who's, I'm not rinding yet. Maybe I'll get to rinding.
I've had a regular Friday. It's not even a long Friday. It's a regular Friday.
Doja's episode description is an absolute layup right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Already.
Just rinding.
10 minutes in.
Episode 9, Darrow's downfall with Furiosa gone. Aelin manages to flip Shrek and Sheriff Andy to blindside Darrow, one of Ryan's key allies. This vote marks a major shift in power as Ryan's alliance crumbles. And Aelin reasserts herself as a contender. Episode 10, Ryan's demise. Which is a great.
Ryan's demise.
Following Darrow's elimination, Ryan becomes the primary target. Despite his best efforts to sway votes, Aelin successfully rallies her alliance and he is voted out in a near unanimous vote, leaving Suri and Trixie scrambling for new strategies. Highlight of episode
Ryan
11.
Ryan is not a big enough name to have a big word like demise be after.
No.
Like a big looming.
I was about to say
Ryan's demise.
Ryan's demise would be a great name for like a punk band. But it's like Ryan's dim eyes.
Yeah, I like that.
Dibs,
I don't think
dibs,
it's good.
She's locking that away.
I don't think it's
just
good, but you
like
did say it.
That.
So I want to like honor the space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Am I Ryan?
Don't try.
Ain't no way to hide.
Don't cry
in demise, dude.
Ryan eyes realize.
Dang, Ryan.
Seacrest. Ooh.
Seacrest.
Monkey.
Secretes.
Seacrest. Monkey. Do.
That's
crest.
Good. I like that. Episode 11. Trixie wins immunity. Trixie Mattel wins her first individual immunity, protecting herself from Aelin's target with no other options. Aelin focuses on Sheriff Andy, but Suri steps in. She flips the vote, takes out Aelin, marks the biggest blindside of the season, secures her place as a strategic powerhouse. Not bad. Episode 12. Oh, wait. It gave us the same description. It gave us a description of the same episode twice because I think we had to have it rebalance.
Oh, start over. Yep.
So gotcha. Remaining players in the game at this point, we're down to our final five. got Ciri.
I thought it was six.
Is it six?
Yeah.
This says Ciri, Shrek, Sheriff Andy, Trixie Mattel, and Dr. Ellie Sattler. Who are we missing? Is Pumbaa still here?
Pumbaa. They forgot again, dude. That's why we're not hearing about it.
Keep forgetting him, dude. It's because pigs can't play Survivor.
Let's see what it has to say for herself. Oh, okay. Now we're, it's literally just typing the entire summary out again, but this time it's just going to include Pumbaa. every episode has now included a sentence that just says Pumbaa has remained under the radar. Pumbaa continues to float between alliances. Pumbaa, while not making big waves, stays safe. Pumbaa continues to fly under the radar. They just added Pumbaa to every description.
Thanks, Pumbaa. Way to cover your ass, ChatGPT. No. He was there.
I asked my ChatGPT, do you hate Pumbaa the farting pig from The Lion King? And mine said, not at all. And I said, it really seems like you hate him. And she said, I promise I don't hate Pumbaa. He's a lovable character with a lot of charm. Sometimes people just have different tastes in characters.
That's true.
Okay.
Wow. She's really got Pumbaa nailed. Episode 13 is titled Final Moves Begin.
The beginning of Final Moves.
The beginning of the end. The end of the beginning, perhaps. With Aelin gone, the power structure of the Sunset Isle tribe is shaky, and alliances are fragile. Ciri Fields is now the most influential player, having orchestrated Aelin's blindside. Her alliance with Shrek, Sheriff Andy, and Dr. Ellie remains strong for now, but she knows that as they approach the final stages, things could shift quickly. Trixie Mattel...
She's about to stab one of them in the back.
Maybe. Or yeah. If ChatGPT just uses algorithms, then Ciri's going to get booted at Final Three, as per usual.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
Trixie Mattel, fresh off her immunity win, begins ramping up her social game, focusing on rebuilding relationships. She approaches Pumbaa, who has stayed out of the spotlight. Trixie suggests they can make a move.
I'll say.
Noting that Ciri is starting to gain too much control. Trixie, leave my girl alone. Pumbaa, ever the easygoing player, is still floating through the game, but is aware that his lack of major moves could hurt him at the end. Trixie's proposal intrigues him as he realizes that aligning with her might give him a shot at making a game-changing move. He starts planting seeds with Shrek. About whether Ciri's control needs to be challenged soon.
Look at that.
Shrek feels torn. He's been a solid ally for Ciri, but he knows that if she reaches the end with her strategic resume, she will likely win. Sheriff Andy, always positive and loyal, is less focused on strategy, sticking with Ciri for the moment. I mean...
Until he makes his final
He makes his move.
The beginning of moves.
The immunity challenge is called Keep Your Balance. For this challenge, castaways must balance on a small platform while holding two ropes that keep a large, heavy block suspended. The last person standing wins immunity.
Every single challenge has balance on
you
this
gotta,
thing.
You gotta balance on it.
You gotta. Shrek and Ciri quickly emerge as the frontrunners, both demonstrating solid balance and focus. Trixie and Pumbaa struggle early and drop out, leaving Dr. Ellie to battle it out with Shrek and Ciri. After a long and grueling competition, Shrek secures his second individual immunity win, guaranteeing his spot in the final five.
Congrats.
Wow.
Ogres are like...
Onions.
Are like
it's pretty similar beast. To onions.
Comp beast, yeah.
With Shrek immune, Ciri shifts her focus to Trixie. Uh-oh. Knowing that her social connections and immunity win from the previous episode make her a threat to go deep.
Now's the time.
Dr. Ellie is on board, seeing Trixie as a dangerous player. Trixie, meanwhile, sees the writing on the wall and works hard to sway Pumbaa and Sheriff Andy. She argues that Ciri will win if she makes it to the end and suggests blindsiding Ciri before it's too late. Pumbaa, who has stayed loyal to the majority alliance but hasn't made any big moves, considers this his opportunity to change the trajectory of the game.
Is Warthog the new goat?
Yeah, we need a warthog to get to the end. Shrek, immune and sitting comfortably, is the swing vote. Both sides approach him, with Ciri counting on his loyalty, while Trixie and Pumbaa appeal to his need to make a big move. Sheriff Andy remains steadfast in his loyalty to Ciri, not fully grasping the strategic weight of the moment at Tribal Council.
Man, he's
attention
got,
is clear.
That character, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Ciri argues that staying strong with the current alliance ensures safety for everyone, pushing the idea of eliminating Trixie. Trixie, knowing she's in trouble, openly pushes for a Ciri blindside. Not really a blindside if you're talking about it. Appealing to Pumbaa and Shrek to make a move before it's too late. The votes, 2 for Trixie, 4 for Ciri. Ciri Fields is blindsided, ending her reign as the game's dominant strategist. I mean, if that ain't how it goes.
Hey, it's got Ciri down too, doesn't it?
That ain't how it goes. Dang. Shrek and Pumbaa were the flips. Sheriff Andy, loyal to the end, voted to keep Ciri, but was outmaneuvered by those seeking a new path to victory.
And
some episode highlights. Ciri's blind side marks a huge turning point. Trixie and Pumbaa's ability to flip Shrek and orchestrate a move against Ciri gives them newfound power. And with Ciri gone, the alliances are wide open. Everyone's now playing simply for their own survival.
That is an exciting thing. I think if I'm watching
that
season, I'm bummed for Ciri. But then I have a moment that I'm like, oh, shoot.
Yep. Making moves.
Anybody's game.
Here, making moves. Like
except for Pumbaa.
Anybody but Pumbaa.
Except Pumbaa.
That's what I always say. Okay, and now this episode. Wait a second.
We've had it before.
Episode 13 is called Final Moves Begin. Episode 14 is called The End Game Begins.
Okay. Oh. Just before the final moves. Or after.
Yeah. Just post final moves. With Ciri gone, the power dynamics have shifted dramatically. Trixie, Mattel, and Pumbaa, having orchestrated the blind side, hold significant power. Shrek is pleased with his decision to flip, but he's aware that his game is now at a crossroads, while Sheriff Andy feels lost without Ciri, his closest ally, and wonders whether he's next to go.
Oh, man.
Ain't that always Sheriff Andy's biggest problem is when Ciri goes?
What does he do now?
That's most... Pretty much all the episodes, once Ciri's gone, he's like, I don't know how to be sheriff anymore.
That's always tough. Trixie, riding high on success, pulls Pumbaa aside to solidify their partnership. They agree that Shrek is still useful for now, but Sheriff Andy may need to go since he's loyal but hasn't made any moves. Pumbaa is happy to be aligned.
Can I say, I think Trixie and Pumbaa would be friends for real.
Yeah.
I think we'd like not that. In a ChatGPT-controlled simulation. They'd be buddies.
I struggle to think of many people that wouldn't want to be friends with either of those two.
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting.
Unless you're a hog hunter.
I mean, it even says.
Unless you're a hog sniper.
Pumbaa says.
Keep them from messing up your golf course.
Mm-hmm. Your golf course. Don't let them mess up your golf course.
Shoot these pigs on my golf course.
I don't know what that was. Was that the gun?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, it sounded just like it.
You're right. I had to run it back.
Yeah, were you muted? That's probably why. Yeah.
It says Pumbaa's happy about being aligned with Trixie, enjoying the ride as a more active participant now that Ciri is out. Shrek feels the need to balance his new alliance against his desire to stay loyal to Sheriff Andy. He respects Andy's honesty and good nature, but knows that the game is nearing its end and loyalty may not win him $1 million. Sheriff Andy is starting to pick up on the fact that he's at the bottom. He approaches Shrek, hoping their past alliance.
And then now, wait a minute.
Strong.
It took a bit.
He's just whistling, but he can't. He keeps getting in trouble for whistling the actual Andy Griffith song. So he's like just a little off, like one note off all the time.
Hey, CBS owns it. They
could
air.
That's true. That's why they let him talk CBS about it last season for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, the Andy Griffith Alliance. That's why they got to have it.
That's funny. The immunity challenge is called Grip of Steel. Let me make sure this is
in this challenge. Contestants must balance on a balance beam.
For this challenge, the remaining castaways must hang from a bar above water for as long as possible. I actually kind of like this. I think that's kind of a cool challenge. Like,
yeah,
put them like 15 feet up so it's a nice little drop and just dangle.
Didn't they do one last time? Last episode of Two Chunks, many episodes of GPT Survivor ago. Wasn't the one was just like hang from a bar as long as you can?
I don't remember. It was over land.
I don't know if it was over the water though. That's a little more treacherous.
So this is different.
It's cooler.
This is definitely different.
It's cooler.
Hooves are going to be tough for Pumbaa. I don't know how he's hanging.
No fingers, which is a notable disadvantage as far as grip strength goes.
Got his hooves up dangled over the or tusks. He could hook his tusks in and just hang.
He could hook his tusks. Cool.
Let's find out if he does do that.
That's what it's called.
Trixie and Shrek take the lead while Pumbaa and Sheriff struggle early on, probably because the aforementioned hand issue would be my guess. Challenge drags on, Trixie and Shrek battle it out. But Shrek's endurance pays off again as he wins his third individual immunity, securing his place in the final four. Wow.
The next time we do this, it's all just going to be beefy boys.
Yep. It's going to be three Shreks.
It is, I'm fairly certain, forgetting a player again.
Ellie.
Yeah, because there's only four votes here. I just said, you have forgotten Dr. Ellie. does this change the outcome of our challenge? Because before, Shrek won. So what happens now?
And now Shrek won?
Shrek wins.
I feel like Ellie would have done well. Okay.
Shrek won.
It's fine.
Shrek wins. With Shrek immune and Trixie and Pumbaa pushing for Sheriff Andy to be the next target, Shrek agrees, but knows that Dr. Ellie is a looming threat. Pumbaa, ever the follower, goes along with the plan to eliminate Andy. Dr. Ellie, sensing her time might be up, approaches Shrek and tries to convince him to flip on Trixie, arguing that Trixie is now in Cerie's old position and could win if she makes it to Final Tribal. Shrek is tempted but hesitates to make another big move that could backfire. Sheriff Andy, feeling vulnerable, makes a final plea to Shrek, hoping to stay in the game. He knows his time is running out.
Shrek.
And he promises now loyalty. Shrek. At Tribal Council.
He just pulls his guitar out for a little bit. Starts to play All-Star.
That's not a bad idea. That's probably a nice little quick shortcut to Shrek's heart.
But it's just like a bluegrass version of All-Star.
Yeah.
Trixie and Pumbaa agree that Sheriff Andy is the obvious choice, but Dr. Ellie fights hard. She wants Same to tribe. Push the turn against Trixie. Trixie and Pumbaa push for Sheriff Andy. Dr. Ellie attempts to sway Shrek. In a 4-1 vote, Sheriff Andy is eliminated.
Oof.
Shrek stays loyal to his alliance with Trixie and Pumbaa, but Dr. Ellie is left more determined than ever to take control of the game as they move closer.
Bro, you damn to the finale. Her back is always against the wall. That's exactly where I need her right now.
Don't stop. Can't stop. Don't
That's
even
exactly
know how.
Where I need her right now. Hold on to your butts. Stop. I say.
It's a good word.
Hold on to your butts.
Trixie continues to maintain her grip on the game with strong social connections while Shrek solidifies his place with yet another win. Dr. Ellie's still in the game. The remaining players are facing the most critical stage of the competition, the end. It's the final push. Can Shrek win another challenge or will Trixie and Pumbaa make it to the end unscathed? Dr. Ellie is determined to shake things up as the final four fight for a spot at the final Tribal Council. This is a good time for a commercial break here on Two Chunks Two Chunks Television Channel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's
Two Chunks
good.
Television Channel.
TCTC.
Two Chunks Television Channel.
TCTC.
It's the television channel with two chunks on it.
TCTC. Don't know what to say.
Spooky shout announcement. That was a ghost.
Wow. Damn. Dude, I was so scared.
That was a ghost.
Like, my heart was beating
very calm.
A mile a minute.
That's because it was a ghost.
There was a ghost here.
Jeez. Oh, man. Scary ghosts.
Man.
Where there's ghosts?
Oh, man.
There's fire.
There's Chunktober. Where there's ghosts, there's fire. And where there's fire, there's Chunktober. Mm-hmm. And we've got it for you again. There have been some classics, even almost an entire genre within the horror genre that we haven't really done except for It Follows, which was kind of just a not super defined creature, which made it so scary. But we're bringing to you, if you got somebody putting on a mask, if some white guy is putting on a mask and he is not for you, he's probably like, hey, you teenagers need to stop having sex or I'm going to kill you. Like, that's what we're doing.
If it's not like a cool mask that makes him look like a bat or a spider, then it's like if it's a scary mask, then he's coming to get you.
Coming to get you. We have three movies for Chunktober this year. Friday the 13th, Scream, Halloween. What do these have in common? Masks.
Scary.
Halloween masks, movies. Scary classics. And we've just got to have it. Movies. We've got to have it, and it's coming.
Have either of you seen all three of these?
No.
Okay.
No. Nope.
I have seen none of them.
Wait, really?
You haven't seen Halloween?
Haven't.
Okay, this is going to be
Halloween's
fun.
Halloween's very fun. Yeah, that's great. Halloween's
the only one I've Scream seen. Is a personal favorite of mine. I'm the most excited to talk about Friday the 13th, but Scream is a personal favorite of mine.
Cool.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm stoked about it. Chunktober's my favorite. Probably my favorite thing that we do every year. I love Chunktober so much.
Yeah. And we've got some additions. We'll do the second half of our episodes. We'll review those movies. The first half will still be Game Boys. We're going to bring some spooky twists on some familiar and new, some new classics, some familiar classics.
New classics.
It's going to be
new
big.
Classics.
Look, I know what you want.
Okay.
I know what you crave. I know what you need. And that's us. More of us, more access to us, hanging out with us, sitting in a dark movie theater with us. And I have really, really, really good news for you. Our $5 tier on Patreon gets you access to a Discord server with all of us, instant access. But it also gets you access to the Two Chunks Movie Club, where we go see movies that you vote on with you. It doesn't get any better than that.
Last month, the movie club chose The Wild Robot, which is one of the best movies I've seen in a very long time.
My gosh.
And it's also the only time that I've gathered with a large number of my friends to sit across a few entire rows in the back of a movie theater. And every single one of us was, it was neck tears that we were having to dry.
It was big time. Lots of
big tears. Carter and I, after the showing, both cried into the urinals while we were crying from our eyes and tinkling from our tinkle zones.
Pooping in the urinals
also wasn't crying.
We were just sitting there, just sniffles. The only two people in there. It was really funny. And then just giggling at ourselves.
In elementary school, I pooped in a urinal. Let's go back
to
the show.
Crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Episode 15, the Final Four Showdown.
That's right, baby.
Mm. The Final Four Showdown begins.
The end of the beginning of the Final Four Showdown.
The beginning ends.
With Sheriff Andy gone, the game is down to the Final Four. Shrek, Trixie, Pumbaa, and Dr. Ellie Sattler. The end is in sight.
Let me just say, let's talk about how many people we drafted that made it to the Final Four. Two of my guys are here.
One, yeah.
To be fair, I'm going to go ahead and say
Pumbaa is only here because ChatGPT forgot he existed.
ChatGPT keeps getting to the end of an episode and being like, oh, also Pumbaa made it.
That's a way to play the game.
That's Sandra. Pumbaa's playing the Sandra.
Yeah. Anybody but Pumbaa.
The end is in sight and everyone knows that the next few days will determine who makes it to final tribal council. Trixie and Pumbaa have been riding high as a tight duo, but Dr. Ellie isn't giving up. She knows that her only shot is to break up the pair while Shrek, with three immunity wins under his belt, is preparing for his final push to secure his spot in the end. Trixie and Pumbaa are confident, thinking they can make it to the end together. They reaffirm their loyalty to each other, but Trixie is subtly preparing her case for why she deserves the win. Dr. Ellie starts working on Shrek, trying to convince him that his best shot is to eliminate Trixie. She points out that Trixie's social game has been impressive, and if she makes it to the final tribal council, she could easily sway the jury. Shrek is caught in a tough spot. He's close to both Trixie and Pumbaa, but he knows that Dr. Ellie has a point. If he lets Trixie make it to the end, it could cost him $1 million.
Yes, it could.
This immunity challenge name, The Perch of Patience.
We're balancing, dude. We just got to stand. We just got to stand on a small platform.
Castaways must balance on narrow perches while holding onto a rope. Just holding a rope.
Is the rope tied to
it? Not according to this. Just some loose rope. Last person remaining wins. This is it's a patience game more than anything. They're right in that name for sure. It's just like, how long are you willing to be here?
I think I would be really good at those challenges.
Sure. Yeah.
Just like zone out the mind over matter
remember,
stuff.
Oh yeah. I can't remember his name. Christian Hubicki that played Survivor in the like late 30s. And he was on one of those like, you're there for a long time thing. And he just yapped the entire time. And that's how he won, is everybody was just like tired of listening to him talk. And I love that. I think that's brilliant. I think it's brilliant. I think
it's brilliant. Very smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so good. And it's like, it keeps you entertained. It keeps you occupied to just like chat. I love it.
Would you say that's similar to what we do
on a podcast?
I don't know, every sure. week for an hour on Tuesdays.
Sure. Some people are like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, we're the last one.
I'm gonna turn this off at 36 minutes.
I can't make it to the end.
Dr. Ellie is the first to fall after struggling with balance. Pumbaa follows soon after.
I don't understand.
Leaving, she's a doctor, dude. She's a nerd.
Dude, she's not she's physical.
She's just a nerd.
I don't understand.
She's faster than some dinosaurs. That's it.
Trixie and Shrek battle it out. The two of them hang on for over an hour, both showing incredible endurance.
Yeah, they do.
Shrek, determined to solidify his position once again, outlasts the competition and wins his fourth individual immunity.
Holy moly.
Guaranteeing his spot.
Shrek's going to win it all.
I think so. In the final tribal council. Who's got a better resume than Shrek, baby? Who's got a better story than Bran the Broken?
This is perfect.
Who's got a better story than Shrek the Broken?
With Shrek immune, the final decision on, I mean, it's got to be Trixie gone. It has to be. Trixie and Pumbaa both plead their case to stay, hoping to convince Shrek to take them to the end. Dr. Ellie, knowing this could be her last chance, pushes one final time, telling Shrek that taking out Trixie now is the only way he can win. Here we go. Trixie argues she's been loyal to Shrek, and they played a strong game together. She points out that Pumbaa hasn't made any big moves, or I would say any moves. And the jury might not respect his game. That's a terrible argument.
Pumbaa
Trixie.
Also,
you want the jury.
Pumbaa wasn't in most episodes.
Yeah. That's true. Pumbaa appeals to friendship, emphasizing that he's been a constant ally to Shrek and would never vote against him.
Yeah.
However, he acknowledges that Trixie could be a bigger threat to win. Dr. Ellie makes one final push, stating that if Trixie reaches the end, she'll have the jury's favor. She warns Shrek that taking her out is the only path to victory.
That's right, probably.
At the tribal council, before the final tribal council, that's what it says. The remaining four reflect on their journey, but all eyes are on Shrek as he makes his decision. Here we go. In a 3-1
all
vote,
on Shrek.
Trixie Mattel ends her run just before the final tribal council.
Dang.
Shrek ultimately decides to take out the biggest social threat. Smart. So, I mean, it's honestly right dumb. It's dumb for the others to point out that Pumbaa is a warthog to take to the end. Like,
Yeah. You should take him.
Yeah. Like Trixie being like,
oof.
Pumbaa hasn't even done anything. It's like, yeah, that's why he's going to stay. You need to paint a target on Ellie.
So bad argument.
That's your bad, Trixie.
Is the final three, this is interesting. Is the final three, we each have one person in the final three?
No, I'm
three?
Out. No. You have two. Carter has one.
Oh, you're out.
Trixie was my last.
Oh, that's right. I have Shrek and Pumbaa.
My last.
Yeah, you forgot Pumbaa.
Wow. I forgot Pumbaa.
Pumbaa's just here.
It turns out Hakuna Matata is not a good strategy to win Survivor.
It's a good strategy to get to final three, though.
I guess so.
Wow. So, hold on. I'm going to tell it. Next episode, include the final three reminiscing.
It's going to be a bunch of like production shots. We see like the production team just missing Pumbaa. Like he's standing behind. He's like just making
the
friends
very
with all
corner
of,
the frame.
It's like Mike Wazowski in Monsters, Inc. Like he's always behind the CBS logo or just like behind Jeff somehow. Wow. Wow. Here we go. The final battle.
Is it poignant? The final battle.
With Trixie Mattel eliminated, the final three, Shrek, Dr. Ellie Sattler, and Pumbaa wake up on their last day in the game. The atmosphere is bittersweet as they reflect on the long journey they've endured together, knowing that only one of them will leave as sole survivor. Shrek feels a sense of pride in making it to the end. He knows his challenge dominance, especially his four individual immunity wins, has secured him a solid case. However, he also reflects on his strategic game, wondering if flipping between alliances was the right move. He's proud of his big choices, like blindsiding Ciri, eliminating Trixie, two of the game's most powerful players. Dr. Ellie is proud of her quiet but thoughtful game. She avoided major conflict, allowing bigger targets to take the heat, while subtly influencing key decisions, particularly after the merge. She's also aware that Shrek's big moves overshadow her game, but she feels confident that her strong relationships and thoughtful strategy will resonate with the jury. She reflects on her early alliance with Aelin and how she shifted her strategy after the blindside. Pumbaa, the laid-back player,
Pumbaa's just eating
is
bugs.
Filled with gratitude for making it to the final three. He acknowledges that he didn't make many flashy moves.
Give me your best Pumbaa filled with gratitude impersonation right now.
Ooh.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm only. Yeah. Oh, that was actually perfect. I think he'd be when people are like, Pumbaa, how's your game? I think he'd be like, slimy.
Talk more about mine.
Yet satisfying.
Is it quick? He's drowning. He's like, oh man. So good.
You do one. You do a Pumbaa.
Pumbaa's just sitting back eating bugs, and he's just like, he's just eating bugs, reflecting on it. I'm trying to think of what to say. And he's just like,
hey, it doesn't feel like you're vamping. That's good. Keep going.
He's just like,
no worry. Pumbaa is a voice that is so hard to even figure out how to
attempt. Only thing I can do is they're like, oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Basically, Pumbaa's like, I didn't do anything. He's aware that most see him as a non-threat, but he believes his friendliness give him a chance to win over some of the jury.
Oh, that's sweet.
Story of my life.
As the final three gather around the campfire for one last time, they reflect on their journey and how much they've grown. Each of them shares their favorite moments and challenges, the relationships they've built, and the ups and downs they face together. They know that the next step is to face the jury and make their case for why they deserve to win.
Oh, man, what a great jury.
The 9-person jury composed of Furiosa, Darrow, Ryan Seacrest, Aylin Galathinius, Sri Fields, Sheriff Andy, Trixie Mattel, and two early boots from the pre-merge phase, because apparently it has forgotten who they are, enters the tribal council ready to decide the winner of the season. Each of the final three castaways must make their case, knowing that they need to convince a diverse jury to crown them sole survivor. Oh, this is interesting. We've got opening statements, jury questions, final statements, and then the votes.
Wow.
Great.
Shrek's opening statement. He highlights his physical prowess.
Can you read this?
It's not a quote.
Can you read this as Shrek?
It's just like a summary.
I mean, I did Pumbaa for you. So
you did Pumbaa for Carter.
Appreciate that,
by the way. Yeah, but you benefited, so like...
Appreciate you. For Carter.
You could just do a little Shrek. Like a little amount of Shrek.
Pumbaa for Jordan.
You did Pumbaa for Carter.
Like, I'm not talking like a whole like Vidalia onion, but just give me like a scallion.
Dude, a Vidalia.
Like a little guy.
I like all like onions, a little chive. I think I like
yeah, me too.
All. Anything in that family, dude.
Scallion. Not a bad onion.
Bro. Shallots.
Shallots are interesting because shallots are like, what if garlic was onions?
It's one of my favorite songs from the late 90s.
I really like chives.
Me too.
Chives are great.
Anytime I have a radish, it's like, what if an onion was less oniony but more spicy? And I like radishes a lot. Especially with like Mexican food. You get like street tacos with radishes and it always makes me very happy.
Yes.
Nice little thin slice.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Dang. I'm making crunch wraps for dinner tonight.
Dang.
Using some taco chicken that we made earlier this week. And we also...
Yeah, but you're buying Taco Bell stuff?
No. We have like tostadas and tortillas. Like I'm making crunch wraps for dinner tonight. I'm really excited about it. What are we doing? Shrek highlights his physical prowess, noting that his 4 immunity wins and key challenge performances helped him survive when his alliances were fragile. He emphasizes his bold moves, such as blindsiding Suri and flipping on Trixie, as proof that he wasn't...
My bold moves.
Don't forget my bold moves.
I like that bold move.
I'd like
That's
to
a nice
emphasize
bold
my
move.
Bold moves.
My joke was funnier. He emphasizes his bold moves, such as blindsiding Suri and flipping on Trixie, as proof that he wasn't just a challenge beast, but also a strategic player willing to make tough decisions. Dr.
Oh,
Ellie,
I flipped.
Can you do a Dr. Ellie for me?
I flipped them.
Can you do a Dr. Ellie?
Yeah. Yeah. What does she say?
She's focused on her social game and strategic subtlety.
Dr. Grant, I want to remind you about my social game and my strategic subtlety.
She explains that while she didn't dominate in the challenges, she carefully navigated the game by forming deep bonds and staying under the radar. She points to her critical role in shaping alliances, particularly after the merge, when she worked with Aylin and later helped orchestrate Ryan's downfall.
I mean, she's been working.
She's been working. Yeah. Pumbaa.
What does Pumbaa have to say
takes
for
a humble approach.
acknowledging that he wasn't.
I'm just a warthog.
That was actually a pretty good Pumbaa. But it's also kind of, what's the other voice that it sounds so much like to me?
Carter's?
Watto.
Yeah, maybe.
It's very similar to Watto.
Yeah.
Only money. Jedi mind tricks don't work on me. I'm a droidarian. Annie? Little Annie?
Pumbaa's really bad at this game. He acknowledges he wasn't the flashiest player, but he prides himself on his loyalty. He credits players like Trixie and Shrek for keeping him in the game and argues that sometimes the best way to outwit and outlast is by staying likable. That's fair. That's a fair argument.
Sure.
Jury questions. Here we go. Not everybody gets one, apparently. Furiosa praises Shrek's physical game, but questions whether he was truly in control of the strategy or if he just followed others. Shrek,
hey, this is good.
Shrek responds that while his alliances were key, he made bold decisions when necessary and didn't rely solely on physical wins to make it this far.
My alliances were key.
Very good. Ciri challenges Dr. Ellie, asking why she didn't take more ownership of the big moves and if she was hiding behind stronger players. Dr. Ellie counters that her strategy was about minimizing threats and influencing key votes without painting a target on her back, and that's how she made it so far.
Okay,
maybe she's can hear that.
Trixie asks Pumbaa if he feels like he made any significant strategic moves or if he was just lucky to be brought to the end.
Well!
Pumbaa admits that his game was more about social strength than strategic dominance, but he points out that his relationships were key to his survival, and that should be considered a valid strategy. Fair.
He's doing the best he can there. That's not bad.
Yeah, he's
Ryan
really
trying. Seacrest pushes Shrek to explain whether he felt conflicted about blindsiding Trixie after being allied with her for so long. Wow. Shrek acknowledges that the blindside was difficult, but it was necessary to ensure his spot in the final three. It wasn't because you'd already won immunity, but, you know, whatever.
That's just ChatGPT for you.
It's ChatGPT out here lying.
Aelin challenges Dr. Ellie on whether she believes she played the game hard enough, particularly when bigger players were taking shots. Dr. Ellie responds that her quiet game was intentional, and she played hard in a way that let others take the heat while she navigated under the radar. If I'm watching the show, I think I'm rooting for Dr. Ellie. I think that I think really so appreciate the sort of like dominant strategic, but like never really on the chopping block, never seriously considered.
No. Yeah.
But Shrek's game is impressive. The jury votes. Ready to decide the winner, Jeff Probst collects the urn and reads the final votes at the live reunion. The winner.
Twist. Jeff Pabst.
Oh, we're doing a live reunion again.
Oh, we sure are, aren't we? Oh, I'm sorry. We have final statements, by the way. That. Shrek reminds the jury that he won when it mattered, and his ability to take control of critical moments made him a well-rounded player. Dr. Ellie asks the jury to recognize the power of subtlety, emphasizing that her strategic decisions were just as important, even if they were quiet. Pumbaa appeals to the jury's sense of friendship, asking them to consider how his social game allowed him to reach the end without creating any enemies. Jeff Probst collects the urn, reads the final votes, and the winner of Survivor Sunset Isle is, drumroll. Thank you. Shrek! Shrek did it.
My boy.
Wow.
My boy.
With a strong case built on his challenge dominance, strategic blindsides, and key alliances, Shrek takes home the title of sole survivor. The final three reflect.
Do we know how many votes? We don't know.
Oh, it doesn't say.
It's fine.
No, didn't break it down for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Final three reflect on their journey, sharing how they've grown and the bonds they've built. Each player made their case, defended their decisions and their gameplay, and the jury's questions revealed the tough choices and the moments of doubt each finalist faced on their road to being the sole survivor. And that is the end of Survivor Sunset Isle.
What an absolute journey. Mm. Absolute. Mm. I've been thinking about my top three moments.
Sure.
Of this entire season.
Okay, sure. Yes. Yeah.
And I would love to share them with
Please.
You.
Be crazy if you didn't after saying
anyway,
that.
That's all we have time for.
Anyway, and that's it.
To end today's episode.
Number three, the I mean, absolute. The middle of this season was Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. I mean, that's,
and I have to give him his flowers there. Not the golden ticket he wanted, but he got really, really far. Number two.
Yeah.
I'm just calling the friendship of Dracula and Frank. It was early. It was often. Even though we had a little backstabbery, it was wonderful. Number one, I'm going to sound like a little bit of a homer. I'm going to sound like a little bit of a homer here because this was my tribe. I cannot believe the relationship. We had a flash in the pan.
Just a moment.
Of Mr. Magoo and Jeff Papps.
Just a moment of Mr. Magoo and Jeff Papps.
And it was so good.
When I think back on this random series of episodes we recorded, I will exclusively and only think of ChatGPT wording it as Mr. Magoo being blindsided and they lost the challenge because cruel. Mr. Magoo was confused about who the real Jeff Probst was because Jeff Papps kept saying all the Jeff Probst things.
Guys, we have to teach the robots empathy because that is very cruel. And ChatGPT is going to get a body and use me for batteries if we don't teach
them. I'm encouraged they don't know it. I don't think we need to teach them. I think that's where we get to be different. Mm. And I'm happy for it. I can speak. I'm sure I can. I feel confident to speak on behalf of the entire human race. Sure. Empathy's it. Empathy's it for sure. Yeah. I'm happy for us for that.
Sure.
Yeah, we're all good at that. Every person in the world.
Wow. And on that note, register to vote.
Fair. To end today's episode, let's say each of us say our name and who's our number one draft pick in the next season of Survivor ChatGPT edition. Ooh. That we do someday. Who's our front runner? For two chunks and a hunk, I'm Jordan, and mine's gonna be Nick from New Girl.
Yeah.
So we're held to this?
No. We're gonna forget.
Oh.
Sure, let's hold. No, you have to. This is your first. The first round is done. You have to. We do five picks. Everybody's first person they say here is who they're picking, no matter what, on their tribe next time.
It's just three. Yeah. We do five picks or six?
We'll do five picks.
Oh, we do because five. We have six after total. Minus one. I see you now.
Yeah. I'm Doge. I'm going to choose the raddest man to ever be born.
Tony Hawk?
Tony.
Oh, it is Tony Hawk.
That's fun. Jordan knew
on
instantly.
A skateboard. He does have his skateboard with him.
Always. The sand is going to be tough, but he can do it.
Maybe he's going to make a skateboard.
I'm Carter, and I believe, friends, after being dominated in the early challenges, I say no more. Mm. And it's time to roll out.
God.
Optimus Prime is my first pick.
Dude, I almost said Lightning McQueen.
Optimus Prime is my pick.
I love it.
I'm coming for the crown. I will say though, if ChatGPT is gonna see anyone as a threat,
it's gonna be Optimus. In the foot race, Optimus turned
the giant
into
robot
a semi
whose arms are guns.
Yeah, everyone jumps in.
They all sleep in the cab.
Just put the puzzle pieces in me,
huh?
Autobots, roll out.
Autobots,
roll. That's one of those that When I'm sick a little bit, that's one of my favorites.
You can do it. Yeah. He's almost the Whataburger guy.
Very close. And everybody likes that guy.
Pretty similar.
Can you just say the Whataburger guy? That should have been your draft pick.
The Whataburger guy.
After his win with Shrek, Doge is trying to pick everyone shaped like Shrek. He's just going to go through
Humpty Dumpty.
Big Strong Round.
Big Strong Round.
Kool-Aid Man. Humpty Dumpty. Fezzik from Princess Bride.
Perfect. Yes, this is it. The giant from World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah, him. My favorite.
Also
guy.
Known as Big Show.
Oh, Big Show.
Yeah, that helps me.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye now.
Just got a free coffee with my EarniFi points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarniFi app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnifiRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.